Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Alan, now, the family of a County Clare woman who died from cervical cancer at the age of just 26 have expressed concern that the HPV vaccination programme for first-year girls and boys has been paused due to the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. An awareness campaign spearheaded by Laura Brennan from Ennis led to an increased take-up of the HPV vaccine nationally from 51% to 81% in the short time between her terminal diagnosis and her untimely death. Here's just a quick reminder.
I don't want any mother, father, sister, brother, friends or family to lose someone from such a horrible illness, which is cervical cancer, which thanks to the screening programme and the HPV vaccine is now preventable practically. And that's why I am so passionate about this.
Wow, the wonderful Laura Brennan there. She really inspired so many people to take up the vaccine. John Cook is with me now for more on her inspiring legacy. And it's very hard to believe, John, that it's almost 2 years now since Laura lost her battle with cervical cancer.
Yes, Cormac, and it's her second anniversary next week. And her mum and dad and brothers and friends miss her terribly, but they've continued to campaign for awareness around the prevention of cervical cancer and increased take-up of the HPV vaccine among teenagers in their first year of secondary school. So while they understand a decision by the National Immunisation Task Force to pause the programme as school vaccination teams are now administering COVID-19 vaccines, they have many concerns as to what happens to those teenagers who haven't been able to get their jabs this year, or those who got a first dose and are awaiting a second, and the implications of all of this for the take-up rates and future screening programmes. And that's why they drafted an open letter calling for clarity on the programme's reinstatement, as Laura's brother Kevin and mother Bernie told me today.
Laura, she never complained, and by God, was she able to complain prior to being diagnosed with cancer. But she never complained about being sick. I don't think we knew half of what she went through. Oh, we're extremely proud. It was always her one wish to, if she saved one life, her campaign would have been worthwhile. But she also wished, if she all said that she wanted to get up to 100%, and if we got anywhere near 100%, HPV would be eradicated here.
Kevin, approaching Laura's anniversary, I suppose that kind of pride gives the family some comfort, as you obviously miss your sister, but you're worried about HPV vaccine take-up rates slipping because the vaccine program's on hold.
Yeah, we are. I suppose we're fully aware that we're in the middle of a pandemic and the COVID vaccination program has to remain the priority, but we do feel that we cannot forget about the HPV vaccination program. In September, some schools felt that they were in a position to welcome vaccination teams into their schools. However, I suppose it was a very, very busy and stressful period for schools throughout the country, and they were solely focused on reopening their schools in a safe fashion. So as a result of that, vaccination teams weren't in other schools. So we just want there to be a plan put in place for these children, and that message be communicated to their parents. Well, where and when will the vaccinations occur? And I suppose for those that were offered the vaccine, they do have to receive a second dose of the vaccine. And I know WHO recommends that that would take place in 6 to 12 months after their first vaccine, and that period is coming up very shortly now. So we just want a plan put in place for these children to make sure that they're vaccinated.
Bernie, I know since you've written your open letter, you've just learned today, I think, that you will meet with the Chief Clinical Officer of the HSE, Colm Henry, early next week. You'll be asking him as well about a catch-up programme, you said, for older teenagers who might want to avail of the HPV vaccine.
Absolutely. We're looking for those teenagers that missed out in first year and second year, the roughly 16-year-olds who missed out through their parents not consenting or for other reasons. Now that they're of age to consent themselves, we're looking for the minister to reinstate the catch-up programme. The vaccine costs roughly around €650, and no teenager can afford that.
You said Laura was always able to give out. There must be times when you and Larry and the lads just want to grieve for yourselves or to remember Laura quietly coming up to her anniversary. Would she have been given out? Would she have been nagging, saying, keep it going?
Oh, she would. I mean, Larry and I go up to see her every morning. We sometimes give out to her for getting us into all this, but saying that, as long as we get a positive outcome, we're very
happy. You talk to her at the graveside, is it?
We do, yeah, we do. And as I say, once we get a positive outcome, we're happy and we're going to keep her advocacy going for as long as possible.
And I think she'd be very proud of you, as I know you are, of her.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
I'd say she would indeed. That's Laura Brennan's mother Bernie and brother Kevin there with a timely reminder about the HPV vaccine. And John Manny, cancer advocates are backing their calls as well.
Yes, Cormac, the Brennan family's cause have been backed by groups like the Marie Keating Foundation and the Irish Cancer Society, and their Director of Advocacy, Rachel Morrow, has called on the government, the HSE and the National Immunisation Advisory Committee to ensure they get the HPV vaccination programme back on track with a full catch-up programme.
The Irish Cancer Society is concerned that the HPV vaccination programme is currently suspended and that there is little clarity regarding the plan for its resumption. We are fully supportive of the Brennan family's call for HPV vaccination to be restarted as soon as possible, alongside a comprehensive catch-up programme for anyone who's missed out on HPV vaccination due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Laura Brennan and her family spent the last period of her life advocating for and building confidence in the HPV vaccine. They made all of us, they made the public sit up and recognise what we have to gain from HPV vaccination and what they lost without it. We can't allow a situation to emerge where the full potential of HPV vaccination is not realised because of the obstacles put in its way by COVID-19.
And that's Rachel Morrow of the Irish Cancer Society also calling for clarity on plans for the paused HPV vaccination programme. What is the HSE, what do they have to say about all of this, John?
Well, the health service executive says maintaining high take-up of the HPV or human papilloma virus vaccine and honouring the legacy of Laura Brennan is very important to everyone in the health service. In a statement to Drive Time this evening, they said children who receive their first dose in September can wait to get the second dose when it's available to them and will still get the best possible protection from the HPV virus, they say. They also tell me a limited number of school teams have been able to restart clinics for school vaccinations, but that's a very limited number, I'm told. And for most students, including those who haven't been able to avail of a first dose yet this year, it will be sometime later on in the year. The HSE says they look forward to offering a full programme of school-based vaccinations when COVID-19 rates have reduced in the community, which does seem understandable, but a leading consultant has been telling me that we cannot afford to lose time with HPV vaccines for a number of reasons, including, of course, how deadly yet preventable cervical cancer can be, and the fact that unlike problems with our COVID-19 vaccine supplies, we actually have adequate batches of HPV vaccines. They have a longer shelf life, but will expire in time, I'm told, and this just cannot be allowed to happen. According to Donal Brennan, he's no relation to Laura, though he did work closely with the late campaigner and her family on this. He's a professor of gynecological oncology at UCD and a consultant at the Mater Hospital. And he says now is actually a good time to secure the future of HPV and other vaccine programmes.
Given the amount of effort that's been put into building the infrastructure around COVID vaccination, this is an ideal opportunity to actually use that infrastructure to protect our future going forward, obviously particularly with HPV vaccination. That's something that maybe we haven't done in the past in Ireland. And one of the things we have learned in COVID throughout the last year is that we've become a more lean and agile health system. And I really do believe if people came together, we could do this quite quickly to protect the HPV vaccination programme and other childhood vaccination programmes.
Future screening depends on it.
Absolutely. So everybody is aware of cervical cancer screening in Ireland, given what's happened in the past. And one of the biggest things that was to come out of the cervical check crisis 2 years ago was the move towards what we call primary HPV screening, where we test for the HPV virus first before we look at the cells on the cervix. This is a much better way of testing for precancerous lesions of the cervix than what we used to use before, but it's absolutely determined on the fact that we have a vaccinated cohort. And if we don't keep our population vaccinated against HPV, the future of that programme will be questionable, because really, it really is completely dependent on, and will only work in countries where we can actually be certain that a large proportion of the women who come for screening have been vaccinated. Putting this off for a year and leaving potentially 70,000 13-year-olds without vaccination will have a knock-on effect in 10 to 15 years' time for when we're trying to actually do cervical screening.
And that is Professor Donal Brennan of the Mater Hospital and UCD, ending John Cook's report. And you can look up hpv.ie for further information.